Isaiah chapter 12. At that time, you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Now, when the Bible says at that time, you've got to ask questions as you read the Bible. And you think, at that time, I wonder when that was. So you go back to chapter 11, and it's talking about the time of the kingdom of God, when there's going to be justice and righteousness in the earth. So at that time, that is when Jesus comes back in the kingdom, you will say, I will praise you, Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you've comforted me. So see, God is not just the sort of kind old uncle kind of thing. He gets really angry with sin. He does feel our sin, but he will save us in the end. Yes, this is our God. We have waited for him. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. You will draw water with joy from the wells of salvation. And you will say at that time, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his works among the nations, proclaim the greatness of his name. So then, getting everlasting life is going to be like drinking water out of a well. But you've got to put your bucket down and pull it up, and then we will have that water of everlasting life. That's what Jesus says to the woman at the well. He says, come to me and I'll give you water from the well that will give you everlasting life. And so Jesus, his eyes had read these words, or his ears had heard them like we're hearing them, and he had believed them and thought about them. And so when we have that eternal life, it says we will say at that time to other people, you come and give thanks to Yahweh, you call on his name, and we will make known his actions among the nations. So we're all a bit shy now, aren't we, to preach? But in that day, when we have got eternal life, we will go out to the people who have survived the judgments of the last days and say, look, I've got eternal life. I've just drunk from the water that gave me eternal life. You come and believe as well. But of course, even in this life, even right now, we have drunk of that water because Jesus has given it to us. And we also got to go out to the world and say, look what he's done for me. I'm going to live forever. You can as well. So we're going to proclaim that his name is very great. Sing praises to Yahweh because he has acted gloriously. And he is known in all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, you who live in Zion, it's in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, because great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. Now it seems that when Jesus comes back, in some sense, God himself will come and live in Zion, in Jerusalem. And then finally, our faith will be turned to sight. And we will see him for ourselves, as Job says, as it says in the book of Revelation, we will see his face. And that's the light at the end of the tunnel, that Jesus is coming and we will see God and we will live forever in this wonderful kingdom.